On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and thank you for connecting. How are you? Happy Friday to you. Today is the 24th day of June, year of our Lord, 2022. My name is Tom Sullivan, and, gee, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? Oh, I've dug through the news barrel. There's nothing there. We could go over... Happy the elephant is now, it's still an elephant. No, we can't avoid it. It is Roe v. Wade, Supreme Court. If you have been living in a cave, the Supreme Court ruled that they are sending the question about abortion decisions back to the states. They did not ban abortions. It basically ruled against Roe v. Wade, which was passed decided in 1973. So it's been a long time. It's been a very long time, 50 years, that this country has lived under the rules that an abortion is legal. And prior to that, it basically wasn't. I don't know if there were a couple of states that said it was okay, but the whole story before 1973 was that women that wanted to have an abortion, since the whole country, you couldn't go to a state next door. You couldn't travel to some state that said, oh, yeah, we give abortions here. No, it was if you got pregnant and you did not want to go ahead with the pregnancy, you had to find somebody to do an abortion, back alley, whatever they described it, you know, with coat hangers, and it was horrible. A lot of women died because of a botched procedure. So it was ugly, and that is why it led to the court case that was Roe v. Wade. Came out of Texas. The woman who they put a fake name on, Roe, basically got pregnant and asked to see if she could get an abortion. And a Texas judge said no, and that bumped it up to where it got to the Supreme Court. So before we get into all the push and shove, and I've got people from the pro-abortion, I've got people from the anti-abortion, pro-life side. We got a lot of reaction today. Everybody's reacting. Because it's a big change in a country where the rules have been pretty much the same for 50 years. So how did we, but I don't want to get into the weeds yet. I back up on this and I go, how did this happen? How did we go 50 years in this nation with these rules and nobody discovered that the rules aren't supported in the Constitution until Justice Alito came along and said, "Yeah, I can't find it in here." I'll tell you how we got here. It is clear to me that the reason why this is a rule in this country for 50 years is because Congress never took it on. Congress is supposed to address the issues of our country and make decisions, vote yay or nay, but we have had no leadership from anybody in Congress for 50 years. That means Republicans, that means Democrats. Nobody there said, you know, maybe we should codify this. Maybe we should, because, you know, this question about abortion, I mean, it was illegal, and all of a sudden one day, Supreme Court in 1973 flipped the switch, and all of a sudden it was legal everywhere. Wow. And it was just as dramatic then as it is today. But Congress never, never took it up. And so all along, you're looking at the fact that the case sat there, but nobody ever took a look and said, "Is this what's the authority for abortion procedures? What's the authority for that? Where is, isn't there some rule or law or guidance or regulation or something?" Nope. There was nothing other than a Supreme Court decision in 1973. So it would have seemed that somebody along the road in Congress would have said, you know, maybe we should write a bill that that codifies this. Because in the beginning, Roe v. Wade had limitations on the first trimester. Yeah, okay, you can get an abortion first trimester. Second trimester, then they started changing the rules on that. Then Casey came along in 1993, and they started changing first, second, and third trimester rules about who could and who could not get an abortion. So the idea was, so you got pregnant. Well, you're not sure if you're pregnant. I don't know if, can you trust those drugstore pregnancy tests? Are they reliable? But the real test, come on, ladies and gentlemen, ladies especially, you know, if you miss your cycle, the question pops into your head, uh-oh, am I pregnant? If you did not want to be. So at 4 weeks, and that's assuming you had your last cycle ended yesterday, you've got 4 weeks until the next cycle, 28 days, whatever it is. So you will know, I mean, so let's say you didn't get pregnant the day after your last cycle. Maybe you had sex last night and you're halfway through since the last cycle. So in a couple of weeks, you will know if you miss your cycle. And if you do, well, maybe, who knows, I've been under stress or whatever. So you give it another 28 days, and you miss again. All right. Now I'm at least maybe as much as 2 months into this. So if you don't want the pregnancy, do most women, I'm asking a question here, what do I know? Do most women who don't want that pregnancy, you're a single woman or you're a mother or single mom with a bunch of kids or whatever your reason might be, and you go, I'm sorry, I don't want this pregnancy. Wouldn't you make that decision like right at, but within the, at the very most? You miss cycle once, you miss a cycle twice, you go, all right, I've got to abort this. So that's why they originally said first trimester, you get your chance. You fine, go have an abortion if you want. Second trimester, now we're getting into where the arms and the legs and the heart and a little baby is being formed. And then they go, well, I don't know. What do you want to abort this little baby? Now it's more than, well. Then they gave you some restrictions, but not much, but in the second trimester. In the third trimester, they originally said no. So even Roe v. Wade had lots of restrictions. So what the court said today was, I don't see any authority for this. And states used to make up rules about whether they approved or did not approve of abortion. So what we're going to do is we're going to send this to the states. And then you get into the big debate about which states are going to automatically ban abortions. They have some that will kick in automatically immediately, like today. I've seen a bunch of maps about where and where not. But mostly the West Coast, there's not going to be any ban on abortions. I don't know what kind of restrictions they will have, but it'll be minimal. Same with Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, Illinois, Minnesota, probably no restrictions. And then you go from the Atlantic, mid-Atlantic, all the way up into the Northeast. No restrictions there from North Carolina and Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, all the way up to Maine. No restrictions. So there's going to be lots of states. Now, here's the other little goody about this. Already, this was kind of announced before, but it's been a lot of companies coming out today. First of all, there are state governments that are saying, if you want an abortion, you can come to our state and we will reach into the taxpayer's pocket and pay for your travel and your medical procedures. So come to our state for your abortions. There'll be, I don't know if it's free, but they're going to pick up a lot of the cost. Today, now this afternoon, there's a lot of companies, Disney, Tesla, a number of companies that are coming out and saying, if any of our employees want to travel to get an abortion, we will provide the funds for that. Some of them are saying we'll give you $4,000. Others are saying we will take care of it. So as I look at all this, I know there's a tremendous amount of emotional response to it. But like the gun laws that they've decided on yesterday, I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking, I don't think much will change except for people in poverty. And even there, I'm thinking, will Congress come up with something that says we'll pay for your travel to go have an abortion? So if you're a low-income woman living in a state that will have restrictions on abortions, then you're going to have to travel if you want to get that abortion. But I go back to this business about, wouldn't you do so? Wouldn't you do so kind of right away? How many of you that know you've missed a period last month, you missed another one this month? Are you going to wait another 2 or 3 or 4 months to decide? I don't know. I'm a man. I don't understand. Maybe you're torn. You don't know what to do. So, ladies, I'm interested in your observation on my observation. Phone number to join the program today is the same one as yesterday. We paid the phone bill, so it still works. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. You can also find that phone number and all the links to the show by going to my website, which is my name, which is simply TomSullivan.com. We'll be right back.
It seems like you might live in an alternative reality, okay?
All right, he got me. I am a robot. All right, Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and the decision about abortions has been sent to the states. The whole theory behind it from the opinion was there's nothing in the Constitution about this. There's no right, there's no protection, there's no anything. And so under the rule of if it's not enumerated in the Constitution that it belongs to the federal government, then it belongs to the states. It's all about states' rights. So we'll get into that because even Nancy Pelosi seems to be confused about that. But let me start with some of the phone calls. 855-295-6600, Maureen in Cool, California. Hello, Maureen.
Hi. I am a 61-year-old Trump conservative born and raised in California. And my daughter is now 43. I was 16 years old when I was pregnant. I didn't find out until I was 3 months. So I do have an issue with this passing. I really feel like there's a lot of women that don't know, including myself. And this is going to cause us a lot of money to take care of these people and these babies.
Let me ask you something though. Let me back you up just a little bit. You said you were 16, and you did not.
I was 16.
You did not know you were pregnant for 3 months. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Three months. I was 3 months along before
okay.
I knew I was
can
pregnant.
All right. Can I ask you, you were obviously having your periods. What did you think was going on when you did not have it for 3 months? For one month, let alone two months.
I know. At that age, that's why I call it, because you had said that you wanted some info on that. At that age, periods are, for me anyhow, were pretty irregular. And at 16 years old, honestly, I wasn't thinking. I mean, I wasn't thinking. It wasn't. I mean, yeah. I'm an intelligent woman. I'm a dental hygienist. I'm, like I said, I'm a Trump conservative. However,
well, you
don't know.
You grew up, yeah. But at 16, you were kind of young and dumb at that point. It sounds like, which
I
all
was,
of us were.
Was, exactly.
But that's still
young and dumb.
That's still, Maureen. That's still the first trimester, in which Roe v. Wade said first trimester was fine.
And I am completely 100% against late term abortion. But I just feel that all the states, all of them, should give somebody the right, maybe even to 4 months, but no later than that. But, and I'm going to hear a lot of flack from people for even saying that. But
well, the law that
myself,
they were debating, the law they were are brought it to the Supreme Court was a Mississippi law that said in Mississippi that you could not get an abortion after 15 weeks. So that's about the time that you discovered that you were pregnant. Interesting.
That's true. So, yep, that's true. So that might have been an okay thing to do, but that's not what happened.
Well,
I mean, now
you're in
now
California.
We're
in California.
Yes.
Well, nothing's going to change in your state.
It does limit.
You know that. There will not be a thing that changes in your state.
I'm trying to assure my daughter of that. However, I do feel like this is going to create more civil unrest. I mean, even more than we've got right now. It's going to really push the Republicans into it's making us even, they're trying to make us, you know, we're going to be the bad guys, right? I mean, it's going to be, we're the bad guys. So I just feel like it pushed it even more.
Well,
I am nervous about the elections coming up.
Well, I want to get into that because President Biden said this is going to be on the ballot. And you know, and by the way, 60-some percent of the people out there have said they don't want the court to get rid of Roe v. Wade. But a heavy majority believe there should be some restrictions on abortion. So it's not a Democrat versus Republican issue. They're trying to make it that. But it will motivate a lot of people, primarily women, to go to the voting booth in November, and the people who are critical in winning an election are suburban women. So how will suburban women react to this when they go vote in November?
Most of the women that I've talked to this morning are terrified. And I get it. I mean, I've got an 8-year-old granddaughter. I don't want her to, and we do live in California. I know things aren't going to change here.
No, I hear you.
But I want her
I got to hit a break.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand. He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
I sure do. So, yeah, we got Roe v. Wade is the big topic today. It's been ever since the court decided about 10 o'clock this morning. The cable networks have been nonstop on this one topic. I've got other stuff. I came to the show today with other topics, but this is obviously topic A. 855-295-6600. Nancy in Florida. Hello, Nancy.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Hi. Yes. What are you thinking?
Hi.
Okay, I am thinking if you have unprotected sex, then chances are very strong that you're going to be pregnant. And there is something called the morning after pill that you used to be able to just go to the drugstore and get when you had a whoopsie and you made a mistake. And then no damage is done. It's called the morning after pill.
Yeah, yeah. How do you,
without getting too
personal, let me tell you a quick story. I was talking about the morning after pill a couple of months ago. Something came up while we were talking about it, and I said, oh, yeah, I remember a handful of me and a few of my buddies, we would hang out at the student union building at our university because there was a health clinic there. And the young women would come in and get their morning after pills, and we would kind of keep track of who they were. Some guy sent me an email and said, well, unless you're 30, they'd never had the morning after pill other than over the last 20 years or something. And I'm going, no. So I'm curious because I remember clearly this is when I was in college. This was a while ago, and they had morning after pills. Now, maybe they've done something different or come up with something, but what's your sense of how long that's been around?
Well, I haven't taken it for probably about, 15 years or something, so I don't really know, but I hope it's still out there because it's effective, and then nobody has to go through the pain and agony of having an abortion, which is, you know, it's horrible. I mean, I was close to doing that, and I have had one. And I went to a pregnancy help center, and I didn't think I could care for my baby. I didn't think I had enough money. And they said, yes, you can.
You weren't ready.
You can do it.
Yeah.
And, they talked me into it, and I have a beautiful, beautiful 30-year-old son now because of some kind ladies that were volunteering at the pregnancy help center. And I had an abortion, and I'm ashamed to it this day, but, you know, I wish I'd never done it. I mean, it's horrible, horrible.
Are you? I've wondered about that. How do women feel about the fact when they have an abortion? Does it bother them the rest of their lives, or are they thrilled that they did not have the birth? You sound like you were bothered by it.
Well, yes, I was. I was bothered. And unfortunately, I didn't learn my lesson, but I was very bothered. And, you know, luckily there is the morning after pill, so people don't have to be. Yeah, to me it's murder. I murdered life. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I've done it, but it's murder. Wish I never done it. You know,
okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, Nancy, I'm sure you are not alone.
For a while. I was very sad. You know, I'm much older now, but I was very, very sad about it for a while. You know, it's not something you really feel good about, but you really don't know. Maybe you don't know what you're doing because it's kind of glossed over and it's okay. But I read a book about
your sadness.
Go ahead.
Your sadness was that basically kind of like a postpartum where your hormones had to go wacky for a while?
Maybe, but just, I guess, sadness and guilt of what I'd done. And I read a book about a woman who, she survived an abortion. Gemma, the book is called. It's a wonderful book, and babies don't usually survive, but she survived and went on to do loads of things for pro-life. And she was disabled because of it, but she's done some fantastic things, a fantastic book.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
Nancy,
that's it for me.
You're not. I mean it. You're not alone. I'm sure there are many women that are nodding their heads along with you. I appreciate the call very, very much. Jerry in Milwaukee. Hello, Jerry. Where are you on this?
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
Oh,
hi. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. My thought is this. I disagree with the Supreme Court decision because I think it's like a person's body, their body a decision is their right to make on their own. You know, people might say, well, it begins in life, and that's fine, but it's not the decision of the government to tell a woman or any person to care for someone else or, you know, a fetus or another person. That's their decision. And I think if you look at constitutional rights, that affirm this would be like, say, the Ninth Amendment, which guarantees rights not enumerated in the previous Bill of Rights, which I think it's one of the most important constitutional rights. And I think privacy is one of those rights.
Yeah, there's a great story. Not a story. New York Times today goes through and publishes the entire 70, I think it's 72-page decision. But they also highlight and make notes about some of those exact points that you're making. And is this the 14th Amendment? Is there a privacy right and all that sort of business? The problem, obviously, which has been debated, and I don't think this debate will change, is the question of you have control over your body, but you don't have control over my body. I'm a
right.
different person than you. And
right.
so is that baby is a different person than you at a certain point. So where, and that's wherein the debate lies. When is that a separate little person? And they go through and they have, you know, how many weeks you start growing your fingers and your fingernails and your eyes and all the things that a little baby starts putting together versus can it live on its own? So they've had lots of different measurements about when is that baby a person. You know, the Catholic Church says at the point of conception, and then
right.
others go all the way out to how, if the baby can live on its own out of the womb. And that's a big, long stretch. What do you make of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi, that they claim to be devout Catholics? Now, I'm asking you because you don't have a religion. So I think you can answer this honestly. But no, I mean that as a compliment, because you can answer this honestly. They claim to have this strong religious belief in Catholicism, and yet they're both big promoters of abortion, and abortion is a big no-no in that religion. What do you make of
okay.
it as a agnostic?
Okay, I think the distinction they make is that they personally might not want people to get abortion, and they personally would not have made that choice or counseled others to make that choice, but they do not want the government to ban it, and they don't want their religious beliefs to become law. They don't believe because their religious beliefs say abortion is bad, that it should be what the government says. And that I agree with. You know, just because you have a certain religious belief doesn't mean that the government should extend that belief into law and public policy, because not everybody shares their religious belief, obviously.
Well, that's Mario Cuomo's answer as a Catholic governor of New York years ago.
Right.
Was I believe in the Catholic teaching, but I'm also the governor of the laws of the state. So,
gotta
run.
I have
but
a
thanks,
different
Jerry.
Opinion. You agree with me, or you are up. Bleep, 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 bleep.
So we're already getting, and I wish the court had made this decision and released it maybe on Wednesday or even Tuesday. Friday, with the weekend, Friday night, most of you don't have to go to work tomorrow. So Jane's Revenge, and there's another group out of D.C., they're calling for a night of rage. They're calling for rioting tonight. So, yeah, I know it's pretty much predicted. So the president came out a couple hours ago, and I wanted to play just a little bit of what he had to say. So here's the president from the White House a couple of, I don't know, 2 hours ago. Let's listen.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country. 50 years ago, Roe v. Wade was decided and has been the law of the land since then. This landmark case protected women's right to choose, her right to make intensely personal decisions with her doctor, free from the interference of politics. It reaffirmed basic principles of equality, that women have the power to control their own destiny, and it reinforced a fundamental right of privacy, a right of each of us to choose how to live our lives. Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. As chairman and ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, as vice president and now as president of the United States, I've studied this case carefully. I've overseen more Supreme Court confirmations than anyone today, where this case was always discussed. I believe Roe v. Wade was the correct decision as a matter of constitutional law and application of the fundamental right to privacy and liberty in matters of family and personal autonomy. It was a decision on a complex matter that drew a careful balance between a woman's right to choose earlier in her pregnancy and the state's ability to regulate later in her pregnancy. A decision with broad national consensus that most Americans of faith and backgrounds found acceptable, that had been the law of the land for most of the lifetime of Americans today. And it was a constitutional principle upheld by justices appointed by Democrat and Republican presidents alike. Roe v. Wade was a 7-2 decision written by a justice appointed by a Republican president, Richard Nixon. In the 5 decades that followed Roe v. Wade, justices appointed by Republican presidents from Eisenhower, Nixon, and Reagan, George W. Bush, were among the justices who voted to uphold the principles set forth in Roe v. Wade. It was 3 justices named by 1 president, Donald Trump, who were the core of today's decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country. Make no mistake, this decision is a culmination of a deliberate effort over decades to upset the balance of our law. It's a realization of an extreme ideology and a tragic error by the Supreme Court, in my view. The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it had already been recognized. The court's decision to do so will have real and immediate consequences. State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that women could be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child, with the child a consequence. It just stuns me. So extreme that doctors will be criminalized for fulfilling their duty to care. Imagine having a young woman have to carry the child of incest as a consequence of incest. No option. Too often the case, the poor women are going to be hit the hardest. It's cruel. In fact, the court laid out state laws criminalizing abortion that go back to the 1800s as rationale.
Well, now he's going to wander on here for a while. There was a part that I was kind of looking for, because what he did was he came down to, and this is, I think, a very important point. He said, make no mistake, this is on the ballot in November. This is on the ballot in November. And that is the question, because the Democrats have not had very much to run on. They're facing a red tsunami. They are going to be overrun. Does this change that? What will be the most important thing to people that are going to go vote in November? Will it be how much it costs to put gas in their car? Will it be how much it costs to go to the grocery store? Will it be the inflation that's hitting everybody and everything? Or will it be a woman's right to an abortion that has not been totally taken away? It's been given back to the states to decide. So they did not take away these rights. They said, states, you decide. And you people that live in your state, you elect your governors, you elect your legislators. It's up to you. He did talk about this as a deliberate effort that's been going on for decades. That is true. There has been a pro-life movement in this country for a long, long time. Just like there's an anti-gun movement that's been deliberate for years and years and decades. So we'll see. He talked about the taking away the constitutional right. They're saying it's nowhere in the Constitution, Mr. President. So you states decide on what you want to do regarding this. And I think that is the right call. As you know, there will be a number of states that will ban abortions immediately. There are a number of states that will allow abortions for just about any reason at any time. But that's for you in your state to determine what will happen. But will this be on the ballot? Yes. Will it be of consequence? Is this going to make a difference? I mean, this is going to rile up a lot of suburban moms, and suburban moms are the ones who are given the credit of late. They used to be called soccer moms. Now they're suburban moms that are going to be given credit for how and who wins in the elections that we have in this country. And how will the suburban moms react to this? Phone number here is 855-295-6600. You can also get that number on my website, which is tomsullivan.com. We'll be right back.